Yo, I was up early, but I didn't get a chance to record, and then I forgot, and now it's 7:10 p.m. So this is the latest I think I'm ever recording, ever. See, I woke up at like fucking 9, but I had to be at my brother's house at like 10 to go to my parents' house. I got a ride from my... I'm getting a ride from my brother. Air conditioner's on. Fuck, I'm not going to turn it off. Sorry. If it's a problem, skip the episode. Ain't no important information going out. Except for this. This is very important. August 5th, DC Improv. Me and Jacqueline Novak co-headlining the lounge. Get tickets today. Don't wait. All right? Just get tickets today. If you are anywhere in the DC area, I'd say if you're like within 2-hour drive, you should be there. And I will definitely shake your hand and thank you after the show. And if you want to take pictures, autographs, you want me to sign things, pictures of me that you have, any Chris Laker memorabilia that you happen to have acquired over your time, you know, if you want me to, there's no physical copies of my album. If you want me to sign your phone, I'll do that. Whatever you like. I won't have my own Sharpie, though. Bring something. I look forward to seeing you all there. Okay. Anyway, is it? What's that?
To bring my book.
Bring Jacqueline's book. If you have Jacqueline's book, she'll sign it. I'll sign it too. Even though I didn't write it. I think I'm referenced in it, not by name, but I'm referenced in it. So you can have me sign it as well. You know, that not too many people, nobody has that. I haven't signed one of those books. Be a very rare item. You can eBay the fuck out of that. So anyway, my family's obsessive about celebrating birthdays, and every birthday must be celebrated. They can be grouped, as might happen in your office. It used to happen in my office. Be like, oh, here's the group birthday for July. So it was my nephew's birthday, my brother's birthday, and my sister-in-law's birthday. So the only one that fucking matters is the kid. I got him a little thing. He liked it. And but anyway, so I had to go to my parents' house. So I didn't get a chance to record till now. So here we are. I'll look at the news. And then I'm going to go. I'm not going to get to it. It's raining out. It's shit. I probably won't be able to run today. That's all right. I told you it's not going to be a good show. Knew it going in. What's all the Toronto helps doofy son find his parked car 4 days on a U.S. teenager who lost his car in a Toronto car park. That was BBC car park. I was like, fuck you guys. For 4 days has picked up the vehicle after volunteer sleuths pounded pavements to find it. So a dumb American went to Canada, lost his car in a garage, and it was lost for 4 days. So the city of Toronto came together. You know, they're calling this guy doofy. I lost a car once. It's not fun. It was in the parking lot of the Meadowlands in New Jersey, which is huge. And it was there for a concert. Just got out of the car. Did a bunch of drugs in the parking lot. Never went into the concert. But we just got out of the car and just walked away. And there was so many lots. Very difficult to find that car. Particularly when you're on a bunch of drugs. Finally got somebody to help us drive around and find it. So it actually, I mean, 4 days, I don't know. If this kid wasn't on way more drugs than we were, then I don't know why it took 4 days. But thanks, Toronto. Two New York men charged with assaulting 55-year-old man at Ravens game last year, leaving him with a critical brain injury, will not serve jail time. Why not? Well, they are, these are white people, so I'm just saying they tend to, I've been told that they get lighter sentences. Junior in charge of some, well, not Scott Smith, first of all, say New York men, they're from the suburbs, which let's not act like they're from New York City. They're from Westchester. All right, that's not lumpmen with us. They were in Baltimore. Somebody liked the home team, and they said, fuck this guy, we're going to fuck him up. And the city of Baltimore said, fair enough. Pleaded no contest. He served 18 months probation. Nobody's really saying why. They were Raiders fans, which none of this makes sense. All right, well, I guess if you're gonna beat the fuck out of somebody, do it in Baltimore. That's a depressing, even more depressing story. Skip that. No. Judge rules Kentucky must pay for same-sex marriage legal fees. Well, there you go, Kentucky. Love wins. I mean, I say that funny because it's a slogan. I find slogans funny. But yeah, fuck you, Kentucky. Pay up, bitch. Mexican drug war. 2,234 murders in June. The country's deadliest month in the last 20 years. Well, I mean, with all that, I don't know how you're going to get them to pay for this wall with all this drug war going on. It's going to be difficult. They got to pay up for this wall. Maybe that's why they're worried about making the money. Drug war. I guess I don't understand why can't you sell drugs peacefully? You know, people like drugs, but then you got to shoot each other, and it gives everything a bad stink. If people weren't shooting each other, you could probably sell a lot more drugs. Who am I? What do I know? I only sold drugs for a very brief period. Never shot. No violence. Didn't carry a gun. But I wouldn't do it now. I don't do it now. It's been a long, long time. Never caught. Never arrested. And I'm just joking. Forget I said it. Man says he stabbed dog for siding with girlfriend in Oregon. Oh, fuck this guy. Stabbed the dog. I didn't read the... I just started reading the headline and I got fucked with this. I don't like to read cruelty of animal. Getting barbecue. So, if anybody's curious what I'm doing right after this, is going to be eating some barbecue. And uploading. We lost John Hurt, the great actor, father from Home Alone. And Home Alone 2. I don't think he's in Home Alone 3. That's a different kid. But dead at 72. He died today. Poor John Hurt. We, of course, our hearts go out to his family. as well as Macaulay Culkin, who I'm sure is very sad today. Let's do one more story and we will go. No, that's a sad story. Oh, well, this is just, I don't know about this, but I think we need to report on it. Wisconsin company to implant microchips in employees. It's coming, man. The end is fucking coming. Where's this? This is some local news channel. It's like a like the local whatever. Channel 5, ABC 5 in St. Paul. Saying Wisconsin company about to become the first in the USA to offer microchip implants to employees. There's no good reason to do this. I'm not good. Each chip costs. What the fuck are they doing this for? Yeah, this is the thing that they talk about. It's all about the company design software for break room markets that are commonly. So this is so they can buy snacks in the break room and don't go using your cash or your card or Apple Pay or whatever. I'll just stick a chip in your hand so you can get some fucking, get a Snapple. All right. I mean, that's what I'm getting, surmising from this quick, read, and I'm probably, there's no GPS tracking at all. All right, sure there isn't. Fuck that noise. All right. Well, there's the show. We did it. Don't forget to buy them tickets. DC Improv, August 5th. Sorry about the air conditioner. See you tomorrow. We love you.